Mind clutter. Often we look at our space and wonder how it grew so messy. Or we check our crowded schedule and overloaded to-do list and moan about the lack of time. We always seem to be behind. And why are there demanding, difficult, and codependent people in our lives? Blocked by our space, time, and relationship clutter. Stuck in memories, worries, daydreams. We hardly notice our lives ebbing away. Often our minds are filled with trivia. We fail to recognize what is really important. We cannot find serenity because our thought processes are clogged with self-defeating, irrelevant ideas. Or we are overwhelmed by endless distractions. Our minds, which should be attuned to inner guidance, are diverted by maintenance chores or sorting through too many choices. If we are disorganized, even more time is lost. No matter whether our clutter is orderly or not, it means we are wasting precious thought power. Because of our cluttered minds, we leave items out. We fear that we will forget where they are if we put them away. Ironically, with every surface piled high, we cannot find anything. Toward healing. By attending CLA meetings and talking to members, by writing a fourth-step inventory, we eliminate what we do not need, use, or want. We let go of resentments and identify attitudes that keep us prisoners of our clutter. We substitute first things first, one day at a time, let go and let God. Progress, not perfection. Easy does it. We write about our heart's desires, supportive spaces, leisurely schedules, win-win relationships, and work we love. As we move toward these goals, our minds clear because there is less detail to remember. Here is how we heal. 1. Strong support system. CLA program, understanding family and friends. Whatever gives us the love, strength, and encouragement to tackle this difficult task. 2. Self-nurture. Restful sleep, breaks, exercise, meditation, relaxation, and fun activities, and a nutritious diet. We rest before we get tired. We become the most loving boss we ever had. We remember that we cannot help others if we are hurting ourselves. 3. Underscheduling. We allow more time than we think we need for a task or trip, keeping a comfortable margin for the unexpected. By arriving early, we allow for traffic, parking, processing, in-route thoughts, and adjusting to new surroundings. We arrive relaxed and receptive to fresh ideas. Instead of rushing through blurry days, we enjoy time to reflect, to savor life, to appreciate beauty, to notice coincidences, to find meaning, to remember dreams, time for humor, creativity, spontaneity, and surprises, time to putter and be lazy. The more we take it easy, the more we accomplish. 4. Over space. We leave empty spaces for access, eye rest, and objects in transition. We give ourselves and our possessions breathing space. 5. Prioritizing. We prioritize our goals. We work in priority order while remaining open to inner guidance and taking breathers. We do our top priority at our optimum time. If a priority is scary, we bookend with a CLA buddy. Discipline is remembering what we want. By working this way, if the unexpected happens, we complete what is most important. Low-priority items become unnecessary to do. Today's urgency is often tomorrow's trivia. We have more energy because the guilt of procrastination or the tyranny of indecision does not sap us. The more we plan before we begin, the easier the work goes. At times, we are overwhelmed. We need to acknowledge overload, especially when tasks seem urgent. The most useful thing we can do is to rest, be silent, breathe deeply, and become calm. When we regain our serenity, then we reprioritize, refusing new commitments until our schedule and pace return to normal. Our first priority is always our well-being. We do not have time to be busy. 6. Structure. A plan keeps us on track. Our routine can include designated chore days, standardized shopping lists, whatever reduces remembering and deciding. Another method is linking tasks. After we wash the dinner dishes, we pack tomorrow's lunch,